Jesus foresees that his disciples will be troubled, will be afraid, will be panicked at his passion. He prepared them, he reassured them, explaining to them the mystery of his passion and death. The voices of the prophets have proclaimed the accomplishment of the tragedy of his passion and the glory which should follow. These disciples were regular people, not superhumans. So Jesus tells them what lays ahead. They do not understand, but Jesus enables them to open their intelligence later, when his passion and death take place. The passion and resurrection is the light that illuminates the Holy Scripture, pointing to Christ. It is a singular event in human history that occurs and seals God's love for us, God's love for mankind, and thereby allows us to understand. When the disciples today, we discover this proof as if the scales haven't fallen from our eyes. Dear friends, we understand more clearly why immediately after the tragic announcements made by Jesus, the Gospel narrates the healing of the blind beggar. There is a strong contrast between Jesus' teaching and the spiritual blindness of humankind, blindness to the truth. The disciples themselves were blind and unable to understand and receive the truth without the special intervention of Jesus, who prepared them. Look at them. They tell the blind man not to bother Jesus. They want to give some impression of authority. They are arrogant. In fact, they long to be in charge. That's it. In fact, the followers of Jesus were the truly blind ones. They had the intention of trying to suppress a genuine expression of true faith in Jesus. In this sense, they are blind and they are lost. And as Jesus refuses them, opening the eyes of their hearts to the divine truth. The soul of the blind man is the growing faith of faith. The heart of Jesus is a growing promise of charity. He is able to give salvation even those who mocked him and condemned him to death. The teaching of St. Paul in this famous speech is like a mirror of Jesus' soul. Dear friends, the world does not know what love is. We think that we are loving someone when we do something for him. That makes us feel good about ourselves. Our feelings the standards of love. But let me comment. How good did Jesus feel when he was mocked, spat upon, beaten, and crucified? And yet, according to St. John, it was precisely in the suffering of Jesus that God most clearly revealed his love for us. This is why we prefer it so. This is why we love one another. We must not confuse our love with God's love. His love is perfect. This is to say, his love fully meets its goal. It brings us to that what will remain when everything else is destroyed. Our love is not perfect. It's filled with all sorts of sins. We are ready.